Upon marriage, I received my wife's dowry, a can of Spam. The blue rectangular tin has been with her for 15 years. A friend gave it to her as a reminder of a Monty Python skit.
But what you got?
Spam, eggs, Spam, Spam, bacon and Spam.
Have you got anything without Spam?
Well, Spam, eggs, sausage and Spam. That's not got much Spam in it.
I don't want any Spam.
Spam was the brainchild in 1937 of Jay Hormel. It began 10 years earlier with an idea crazy for its time, canned ham. In 1926, all meat products perished quickly. This suggested to Jay Hormel that he could make a fortune if he packaged meat to last forever. For 3 years, Jay Hormel and his workers tried to make these crazy canned hams, but they couldn't seal the tin cans well enough. As his workers struggled, Jay Hormel went abroad for the summer. In Germany, he learned of Paul Jahrn, whose meatpacking business had gone belly up, but who owned international patents on canning meat. Hormel asked Jahrn to come to Minnesota. He jumped at the chance to leave his business troubles behind. Jahrn showed Hormel a secret way to solder the can shut to make what became Hormel flavor-sealed ham. Where does Spam come into all this? Well, Jay Hormel's crazy canned ham sold well, mostly because of a $500,000 advertising campaign, but within 10 years, every meat processor made canned hams, and Hormel began losing market share. He realized that he needed a brand name he could copyright. He also noticed that his company wasted a great deal of meat by tossing out the shoulders of the hogs. So Jay Hormel devised a product using the shoulder. In fact, the mystery of what is Spam isn't very interesting. It's meat from the shoulder with some ham, salt, sugar, nitrates, and water. Hormel couldn't call this ham because the government restricted ham to be a hog's rear quarters. To name his new product, he held a party where he gave guests a drink for each name they offered. He recalls that along about the fourth or fifth drink, they began showing some imagination, and someone tossed out Spam. With that name, Jay Hormel began an immense advertising campaign, even imploring his stockholders to have a high-style breakfast of Spam and eggs or eat a Spamwich at noon. Today, the word Spam brings forth laughter, but it was and is a real success story. 5 billion cans of Spam have been eaten since 1936. To celebrate, the Hormel Company has built a Spam Museum in Minnesota where you can see Spam through the ages, or eat Spam in the cafeteria, or buy a Spam hat, t-shirt, watch, golf ball, glassware, water bottle.